Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's worship and praise the Lord for these magnificent angels He has made that are ministering spirits that are sent forth to minister for us that will inherit salvation. Father, we praise You and thank You and worship You for these wonderful beings, these flames of fire that You have made that are You've sent forth to help us. They're out there, Lord, to do things for us, to help us to understand who they are, that they've been sent to our charge, and we can use these magnificent angels. All we got to do is ask You, Father, in the name of Jesus, to send these angels. And then all we got to do is tell those angels what to do, and they will be happy to follow out these tasks. And Lord, we praise You and thank You for them. We're so grateful for these angels. Now, Lord, as the word goes out, I ask You to reveal to us the word of God and what it means that we may be more fruitful in Your kingdom. And we praise You and thank You and worship You for the word in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now then, we're going to read a story this time out of Acts chapter 12. Now, in the last few weeks, we've talked about many things that angels do. They do many wonderful things for us. We just don't realize how many wonderful things they do for us, or what we could get them to do if we would just speak God's word in the earth like the word of God says. But here in Acts chapter 12, starting with verse 7, there's a tremendous story that's very worthy to be read. And it says, "And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, Cast your garment about thee and follow me." Now listen to this. This angel is telling him everything to do. "And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Now when all this happened, Peter was locked in the inner portion of a cell." They had captured Peter. They didn't want him preaching the gospel. So they had brought him in, and they had put him in the center of the prison. They had locked all the doors. They had guards around them. They did everything. And it says here, because he thought he saw a vision. And verse 10 says, "And when they were past the first and the second guard, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of its own accord." Now think about what just happened there. Peter didn't even have to open the gate. Now these guards are standing there, but they're not seeing a thing. Now these guys are not asleep, but this angel has blinded their mind. These men are standing guard. They think they're seeing everything that's going on, and they're absolutely not seeing Peter and the angel. Because he says, and as they, in verse 10 there, it says, "And whenever the gate opened to them of its own accord," can you imagine that big steel gate just opening up with nobody touching it? It says, "They went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him." Now, right there, you see that Peter, being in prison, he needed some help. And I'm sure he was praying and asking God for help. Although I don't remember the scripture saying whether he was or not. It might have up there further. But anyway, as Peter was there, I'm sure he was praying and asking God for help. Because if there was ever a time you should pray and ask for help, it's if you're in prison in stocks and bonds. Sounds like a good time to pray to me, but I do know that some people wouldn't even pray then. But if you're obedient and you will pray and you will ask God, He will send an angel, just like He sent to Peter there. Angels protect the believer. Now, if we are a believer, like Peter was a believer, and you're walking in obedience to God's word. Now, that is the major thing you must realize. Walk obedient, walk in love, speak God's word, do the things He says, and then if you get in trouble, whatever it may be, like Peter from preaching the word, was put in prison. Now, praise the Lord. I've never been put in prison for preaching the gospel or laying hands on the sick, but I have been accused by chaplains and hospitals and things and threatened to be thrown out because I got babies healed. They threatened to throw you out. It's amazing. I even lost my job after 29 years for a company I work for because I have prayer meetings in the workplace every morning. That is, you were invited to come. If you didn't want to, I didn't force you to come. Just because I was a manager there, I didn't force people to do anything. I invited them, and most of them did come. But just like Peter was thrown in jail, I lost my job. I was persecuted by other chaplains and in hospitals, threatening to throw me out of the hospital, bar me from the hospital if I prayed for another sick baby. Can you imagine that? All I was doing was praying for these children, and the Lord was healing them. We had several of them. Day after day, we had several babies that Jesus miraculously healed up and took out of that hospital. And you would never dream that somebody would come against you for doing good. But you get out there and start doing something good. You start calling the Lord and asking Him to send angels to watch over you and protect you. They will do these great and mighty things for you. And then the enemy, the old devil, he will raise his head and he will begin to come against you every way he possibly can. Now, angels also bring answers to prayers. Now, this is a wonderful thing. Now, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 21, starting with verse 21, it says, "Yea, while I was speaking in prayer..." Now, that's the secret. Pray. If you're not praying, nothing can happen until you pray. God does not move until you pray. And then I might add, pray in faith. Pray according to the word if you want God to move. But as Daniel was speaking in prayer, while he was praying, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. That means about the middle of the afternoon. And he informed me and talked with me and said, "O Daniel, I am now come to give thee skill and understanding." Now, what is this angel going to do? He's going to give Daniel skill and understanding. I'm telling you, it's wonderful to be able to get that from an angel. But if the Lord will give Daniel skill and understanding, and he's no respecter of persons, if you're obedient to serve him like Daniel did, what will the Lord do with you with these angels? He will send his angels, and he will come forth to give you skill and understanding. Wow, that's wonderful to be able to receive skill and understanding from the Lord. It says, "At the beginning of your supplications, the commandant came forth, and I am come to show at the beginning of your supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved, therefore understand the matter and consider the vision." Now, what was this? Daniel was greatly beloved. Now, why was Daniel greatly beloved? Well, he was greatly beloved because he was an obedient son, because he prayed, because he talked to God, because he read the word, because he walked in obedience to God's word, and he spoke God's word on a regular basis. And then in Daniel chapter 10, verse 12, it says, "Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words." Now, there's a great message in these two scriptures you need to understand. "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand..." Now, he decided that he wanted to understand more deeply the things of God, and he was praying and asking God for these things, and he was going to chasten himself before the Lord. You know what it means to chasten yourself before the Lord? That means to obey God in everything, walk holy, holy, holy before Him. And if you will do that, then look what the Lord did for Daniel. He sent this magnificent being that he would come, and that he said, "Your words were heard, and I am come for your words." What did the angel come to get? His words. Because he was speaking God's word and he was praying. So the angel came for Daniel's words. He was going to come and answer his prayer. Now, folks, I'm telling you, from all these things we've read and studied the last 3 weeks, our God is an awesome God. He uses angels to get things done. They help us so many ways we don't even know they are there most of the time. Just praise the Lord for all His great works. These angels are doing such great and mighty things, and yet so many people never get one to do anything for them. Well, let me tell you some of the things you need to do to put your angels to work for you. Number one, you need to learn to worship the Lord. I'm telling you, begin to worship the Lord. As you wake up in the morning, worship Him, praise Him. During the day, raise your hands, worship Him, praise Him, thank Him. Tell Him how much you love Him. And then number two, study God's Word. Study and speak His words. Let His words continuously be in your mouth. Don't speak the dirty old stories and the jokes and things the world tells. Get rid of those things and study and know God's Word. And then have faith. Act on the Word of God. That's what faith is, knowing God's Word and acting on it. And then be obedient to God's Word. Do everything the Word tells you to do. And if you will be obedient to God's Word, you will get to know God. He will make Himself available to you. And He will begin to reveal Himself to you. You'll find what God has called you to do, and then you will do it. All you got to do is do what God says from His Word. And then if you will follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will show you such great and mighty things, and your life will become a wonderful life walking in obedience to God's Word. I'd like to invite you to call me for audio and video tapes of these teachings. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web and find a list of our tapes at www.tlsm.org. Also, I'd like to invite you out to our church, the Living Savior Church, at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas, every Sunday afternoon. We praise the Lord, and He does great and mighty things for us there. Come and be a part of our service. Starts at 2 p.m. every Sunday. Praise the Lord.